here. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like listening to these wrong. Here, you see.
Maybe they're not plugged in. Anyways, just talk. You're Sean. I don't think it's plugged.
So India's like forcing me to start right now before we're even ready. Oh.
Zoe, can you make sure you can hear us?
We're getting a sound check.
Yeah. Sound check. 1, 2, 3. If. Anyways, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Truth Be Told. This is Zoe.
I'm India.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome back.
Can you hear? Okay. Lit Crazy Movie.
Lit Crazy Movie.
So, yeah, I can't believe that.
My fault.
I think So Mono is going around the swim team. So anyway,
literally.
When you okay? So he
said yes, would go.
Like,
nah. Anyways, so our friend, our bestie Shan, is down for the count. Like, rest in peace, I guess. But I can't believe it.
Wait, hold on, sorry.
Anyway, hope we don't get mono. Keep your fingers
crossed. I've already had it.
Okay.
So
keep your fingers crossed for India and I that we don't have mono.
Like, I'll cross my toes for you guys, too.
Thank you.
That would suck.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
So.
What are you talking about?
So Daisy and I just got Christmas decorations. We just went to Target, spent a lot of money on Christmas decorations.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you get? Wait, check your side. Oh, wait. I didn't link myself, so I can't do it. Okay, sorry. I can't, though. I'm not.
Just redo it. Just delete it and come back and redo it. Delete it, and then retake the photo.
Okay. Okay, weird start.
Sorry, guys. Did you do it?
Yeah, I deleted it.
Did you put it back on?
No, do another one.
Oh, I think I have the same photo.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Sorry, India's so successful. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Anyways, we got Christmas decorations. We got some wrapping paper. We're going to wrap our door. We got a Christmas tree that we're just going to heavily scotch tape to our door. Like a full Christmas tree.
Wait, are you serious?
Not like a real one.
But, like, how large is it?
No, it's, like, one of the mini ones.
Oh.
But, like, we're still just going to scotch tape it to our door.
Yeah.
We're going to do some lights. We got some stockings.
Jackie did, like, the same thing. We made, like, a little shrine in K-Mine.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
You were invited to K-Mine? Oh. Anyways, I want to see a picture. Can you show me a picture?
I haven't taken a picture.
Oh. Well, anyways, yeah, and we were going to get these stockings that had, like, initials on the front that were super cute, but there wasn't a D one. There was a Z one, but there wasn't a D one.
D's n-
Leave. I think that's your cue.
Okay. That's fair.
So, in this fine little cozy room, we've got India, Zoe, and Julie.
Julie!
Hello.
Welcome, my man.
My man. That's India and I's phrase of the month.
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't included in it, but like, it's fine. I did get it.
My man! Zoe!
Julie, can we have something that we do?
Huh?
My woman!
Okay, I did it.
Julie doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Being a part of the podcast now?
Like, I
basically,
I guess. So. Yeah.
I don't celebrate Christmas, or I'm just too lazy to celebrate it.
He's too lazy to celebrate it? Do you like our decorations, though? Do you like India's decorations?
I haven't touched
it. You haven't? Oh, word. You'll have to come. Pop by.
Pop by.
Dooley's also a Dirty K member.
Dirty K.
Dirty K.
Ominous noises.
Okay, mine.
Yeah, I'm like
right?
Falling out of my chair. What?
No, it's just freshman.
It's just so funny to me. Honestly, like.
K-Mine?
Yeah.
I swear it's like in another universe. You know that episode of SpongeBob where he like goes basically to the underworld and then he like can't catch a bus back?
And he's like tries to walk the bus like goes up the hill. He tries to with the chocolate.
Yes,
that's what Kaman is like.
Yeah, but it's like.
Oh god, that's so funny.
Like you guys are really nice. I've never been in your room, but like your room is really nice.
I have high.
And like I really like the building. And you guys seem to be nice.
Just during the cold, it's like, so far. I was telling Zoe that now that it's cold out. I just never, when I'm, like, trekking to K-Mine, like, I don't, I mean, when I'm trekking to Skillman, and I'm at Skillman, or I'm, like, by Farnon, or whatever, like, I used to be like, oh, yeah, like, let me just walk back to K-Mine. No, like, somehow K-Mine always comes up in conversation, like, what is good? What is good? I thought it was Dirty G, like, Dirty Gates, but no, it's Dirty K this year, like.
Gates is right next
to
Gates is right next to McKean.
I don't know where I am on this campus, guys.
Clearly.
Oh my god, I just texted my friend, can you hear H-E-R-E?
Aww.
Yeah.
It's okay. These things happen.
Okay, so let's get into our first topic.
We didn't prepare that well for this one, but I think it's going to go better. Honestly, I think these might go better if we don't necessarily prepare.
Yeah, like we kind of just... Oh, hi Zoe's mom. Hi Michael. I love you, Sandra.
You said her name earlier, didn't you?
I think so. I think it's just, hi, Sandra. Hi, Michael. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Paul. They're not listening. They don't care about me anymore. No.
What?
I'm getting emancipated.
Who's Jonathan?
My father.
I thought, who's Paul?
La?
La. Her mom.
Okay, that's what I was confused. Okay, that's what I was confused, because I thought you said Paul, and I was like, well, if Paul is your dad, who the fuck is Jonathan? But... Who the heckies?
Heckles. We're chilling, bruh.
No, but I
want to
save these because they're fun.
You can. They're all saved. But we're not going to get... Whatever. Moving on.
I'm not even a part of this video.
Yeah, like, she can't even... She's not a part of it.
I just, like, walked in.
Okay.
She was, like, a streaker. Does that make sense?
What? No.
Like, you know when someone runs by you naked?
Yeah.
But, like, they weren't... You never planned for it to happen. Like, you never planned to see it. It's like she... We never... You know? Yeah, it made sense in my head.
Anyways.
Okay. So, topic of... Our first topic. I've wanted to talk about this because Zoe Gordon and I have actually talked about it. Going out and having a mission. Not someone.
I've been a part of this conversation.
No, I know, but... I've just talked about it a lot.
She talked about it before we came here.
Yeah.
Mission for the weekend.
What did you guys do before you came here?
I was just in our room.
I played this game. I was like, can you please download it?
Is it good?
Yes!
Order of the Phoenix. Wait.
Legend of the Phoenix. Like, please download it.
I'm watching Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter shout out.
Okay, Zoe, you know those like dumb ads that pop up on your For You pages? Zoe downloaded one. And honestly, I'm worried... About the woman that you're going to turn into. With the amount of time that you spent on that.
Like, I'm happy. I'm so happy. I need to get a foster child. Another one.
I think your roommate just requested to follow me.
Laxman?
Yeah.
Hey.
Mame.
Mame.
He's really photogenic.
Like, really?
Check his Instagram.
I saw he was in New York popping off.
Yeah, he was.
Anyways. Okay, so... Missions.
Mm-hmm.
Missions. What's the... Missions, go for it.
Okay, like... It's just more entertaining because we all know that the, like, social scene here is, like, basically the same thing on repeat. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But it's like if you have a mission... It makes the night more fun.
True that.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe this is just me.
Well, my mission now is just to stir the mother effing pot.
And, like, that scares me. Like, that worries me.
Why?
That's my mission,
like,
too.
The amount of times that you guys have both said, no. I'm going to stir the pot.
It's like, wait, listen.
It's good that winter break.
I was literally walking. Like, I was.
When winter break ends, I'm going to be back ready to stir. I'm going to add, like, a gallon of pepper to the soup.
No, like,
that's
I was.
It's going to be, like, Ratatouille in that one scene. Where
yes.
Like,
every time someone stirs the pot, like, that's actually what plays my mind.
No, but, like, I was in the library with Zoe last night. And, you know, library's quiet place. Like, I just screamed.
She kept being like, I just want to scream at the top of my lungs. I just want to scream.
And I feel bad because obviously not the time or the place, but, like, that is stirring the pot.
Is it?
Like getting on.
I want you to really think about it, and I want you to, like, literally handwrite out a definition of stirring the pot.
Okay, like, stirring the pot is.
I don't think I agree with her. Like, stirring the pot is, like, stirring
things like up. Pouring you go out, right?
Yeah, what is she?
A guy so nice, who's being so nice to you, who's being like ready, like just being the most nice to you, you just slap them, pour your drink on them, and like scream.
That is stirring the pot, but like that's not
I mean, that's horrible, but like that's stirring the pot.
Stirring the pot is like...
Or, like, pantsing Zoe in like the middle of Milo's. Like, that's stirring the pot.
That'd be funny
as heck. I said heck, like, come at me.
No, I was looking at
stirring the pot would be getting fined $10,000 because you cursed on a radio show. That is stirring the pot.
Like, stirring the pot is, like, when something is boring, everything is going normal, what can you do
to mess it all up?
Make things different. Like, notice how she said mess it all up? I just said make things different. I'm normal.
Are you?
Don't ask me questions.
I'm currently in the process of fixing Zoe Gordon because.
I need to do it first, and he said no.
Because what? You're just one freaking big case to be fixed.
Yeah, true.
You're like a Rubik's Cube.
So I'll fix you and then I'll leave.
Oh.
I had a phase.
Good one!
Where I was trying to. Like, I tried to do a Rubik's Cube for like 6 months, and I never did it. Oh. And it like really made me upset. Because my friend's boyfriend is in the Rubik's Cube Club at Vassar. And he can do it in, like, 12
at
seconds.
At Vassar?
At, like, 12 seconds.
I love how your mom called you out. You were like, why do you talk like an idiot?
Oh, yeah.
Did Sandra call me an idiot, basically? Yes.
So, Zoe does this thing that I've started doing where if something's, like, awkward or you don't really want to say it or, I don't know, you just start talking really slowly. And I
but it's become Zoe's entire, like...
I know, and it's horrible.
Literally, you're just having a normal conversation, and she'll just talk like that, and it will make me think, like, am I not picking up on something? Like, what am I not getting?
No, guys, I'm trying really hard. I'm trying to fix it. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Just try harder.
Just try harder, yeah. Anyway,
oh, like, Daisy just sent me a Snapchat.
Maybe she's listening.
She sent me a Snapchat too.
Yeah.
I think it was a mass Snapchat.
Yeah, she sent me one too. Huh.
Don't worry about it.
Pull up in the little beans.
Yeah. What? Hey, Daisy.
Cutie.
Do you say Izzy?
Daisy.
She said sneeze me.
That was a good one.
That'd be like a sex term. I really want you to sneeze me right now.
My pencil is so sharp right now.
Stop, you're making my pencil so sharp.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
I said that to my mom. She was like, I was like, Mom, your pencil is so sharp. She was like,
Why would you say that to your mom?
Because I wanted to stir the pot.
Mom, that's not stirring the pot.
That's just weird.
But like, that's my aura.
Yeah.
You like the word aura me. And
odor.
I don't think I've ever heard you say odor.
I was just
wait, who was I talking to? I was talking about it in a sexual reference, and I was like, you guys could just mix odors. Sorry.
Sometimes she thinks she's real funny.
No, sometimes
you
I just...
You think you're real
no, I'm not trying to make you laugh. I'm trying to make myself laugh, which I
maybe don't.
Do. Why? I don't... Why?
Can we turn your mic off?
Words can hurt.
Oh, I know.
Pretty people hurt too.
Pretty people have problems too.
Yo, that okay, like, that's our next topic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
Indian eye.
What the heck? I love how I'm the constant.
We're both Zoe's here.
I was gonna say Indy and I were going
out. Yo, no, our party trick. Wait, our party trick is now that whenever we go out, it's like, I'm Zoe. And then India goes, I'm Zoe as well.
India really explained that just quite horribly. So every time we go out, we'll meet someone and they're like, oh, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, I'm Zoe. And Zoe's like, oh, I'm Zoe. And they're like, you're both Zoes?
Then I'm like, I'm India.
India, can you let me finish? Jeez. Period is what I'm saying. Like, Zoe, and everyone's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. So that's Zoe and I's little party trick. And then we wanted to start, and you haven't even started doing it. Where Zoe and I go, oh, yeah, I'm Zoe.
I did it.
And then India's going to be like, oh, I'm Zoe.
No, I said it, like, this weekend, and someone was just like, this is stupid. Bye. I was like, see, that's when I just slap them, and I pour my drink on them. And then I get on Yik Yak.
These drinks are, like, $15. Like,
I wonder if I've ever been... I wonder if, like, any of us have ever been on Yik Yak.
I think that I have been on Yik Yak.
I've been on Yik Yak. Dean said, stop looking for my beeping Yik Yak Zod. I don't even have Yik Yak.
Like, no. I want to be, like...
Pull up in
someone else, like, that I don't know does it. But remember that thing where it was, like, girls with pink pepper spray know what's going on?
And that was you.
I think so.
You were the girl in question.
I think so.
You were the girl in red. Get it?
I get it. So anyways, back to Pretty People Hurt. Pretty People Hurt is basically the moral of the story. Do you want my long charger?
No, it's fine.
What I was going to say is... Indy and I were going out, and Zoe was in my room, and, like, everyone is silent, and she's just like, I just feel so bad for people who don't look like us.
I don't know what I was on. I was just laying there, and I was like, I was just feeling myself, and I looked at Zoe, and I was like, I feel so bad, and Sam was like, what are you saying? And then she tried to get me to say it again. Like, pretty people, I don't know.
Pretty people have problems, too, according to India.
Pretty people do have problems, too. So, like, if you guys could just be a little bit more sensitive when speaking to me, it would be great. Because, like, exactly. I go through stuff.
Like, please stand in solidarity with Zoe.
Oh, my God. Can we play this?
Is it explicit?
Yeah. I could just bleep it.
I don't want to.
I don't trust you. Every time I turn my back... Oh.
Okay, next topic. Zoe! Not on the radio show.
I'm gonna break you.
Again, another sex term. Get brecked. Look, last got brecked at my house this winter.
Oh, my mom's listening. Hey, Mom.
Hey!
They already said hi to you, but...
Hi, Sandra. Is my mom listening? No.
Hi, Sandra. Hi,
Shh.
Michael.
I don't know if my mom's listening. What was I gonna say?
I don't feel that she's fun enough.
What was I gonna say?
Gotta help. Couldn't have you mine enough.
That conversation that we had was really deep. I just told people who don't look like us.
Yeah, it's like what Sophocles was talking about.
I told my mom. Wait, Sandra says, read, hi, do India, read my text with my mom. Is that Zoe?
What? Yes. Madre. Wait, can I read this?
No.
Wait.
Don't read this out loud. It was just for me to show you guys.
Wait.
We're on air.
What does college life mean? Stirring the pot.
Don't read it out loud.
Excuse me.
Ew! Oh,
gosh, bless you.
Wait. Okay, what's our next topic?
Can we talk about this Pretty People Hurt more?
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about it. So they were getting ready, and I was sitting in my bed. They went out Monday night. Like, cool people. Sorry, that was me talking like that again. Anyways.
See how
anyways,
it started anyways, with anyways, me? Anyways. Like, guys, like, I'm just so...
You,
like,
but you use it normally. You use it normally, and then you use it 24/7.
Like, I'm just so cool and awesome. Like, people just pick up little bits of my You're personality.
Julie, what's going on in your life?
What is going on in your life?
What would you do if when...
No.
No.
What questions do you have?
Do you agree that pretty people hurt, too?
You have problems, and I know it's because you're pretty.
Yeah.
I wish.
You're beautiful. Beautiful. Wait, speak louder.
Wait, you can't hear me correctly?
Pull that mic towards problems? You.
Oh, shit.
That mic doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. I used it on Triz.
Is it on?
I think so.
I think you probably have to turn that on.
That thing looks super confusing.
What color mic is that?
This is blue.
Flippin'
I'm just gonna turn them all on.
Ooh.
Oh.
Where's the white mic?
That one, I think that one's white. I think that one's white.
This is, wait, it says a white tape.
It's white, it's white.
Blue. Oh.
I think it's white.
Okay.
Okay.
The only current issues I have, the only care about, is these damn fucking finals. Get fined 10 G's.
You might.
No.
That was so funny.
I'm so sorry.
That was actually so funny.
I'm so sorry.
That just made.
Wait, is that stirring the
it's
pot?
It's fine. Like, that was stirring the pot.
That is stirring the pot. No, what was stirring the pot was like you doing that, but then like your reaction after was more no, stirring the pot.
I really just thought I completely messed up. Alright, finals are up. I'm struggling in chemistry and calculus.
Oh yeah,
and things aren't going too well, but I can't wait to go back home. So
really,
yeah, yay!
That's good.
Guys, I hate it when you're all like,
wait, when
are
you guys
back
heading
home?
Back home?
I don't want to go home.
I don't want
to
go home.
I don't want to leave you. Oh wait, when am I coming to Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah,
when
same.
Are we coming to Martha's Vineyard?
I don't know.
Sandra,
when are you coming?
I told my mom, Sandra, that you were kidnapping me and taking me on a boat. She was like, ha 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 ha. I was like, no,
oh,
like
no, it's happening.
Like, I'm just gonna accidentally fall into their suitcase.
Yeah, no, because that's what I said from the beginning. I said, Zoe, if your suitcase is looking a little bulky, there's just someone in there. So, Sandra, I really hope that's okay?
Question mark?
Wait, I heard you guys are gonna, like, book an R&B. An Airbnb?
Airbnb?
Yeah.
Wait, when are we booking an Airbnb?
I think they want to do, like, a trip to Montauk.
But then I told them, I was like, Montauk's not really fun. In
I know, but I think they don't.
Where is Montauk?
It's in the
end of the world.
End of the world.
The end of the world. End of Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
What?
My dad said this is not entertaining radio, and then he just said this.
Who said that?
Shreya's listening. She said she wants to call in.
Wait, who said that?
Okay,
my dad.
Wait, how does she call in?
I don't know. She said she wants to.
Okay, tell her to call in. I don't know how this works, but 90 new missed calls. Dang, we popular.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's my...
Oh.
My radio show.
That was a good one.
Anyways,
you're
what's
done.
The number?
I don't know. She had someone call in, didn't
yeah,
she?
I called in. Wait.
Hold up.
Pull
up in her...
Yeah. Wait, I didn't hear about this. R&B thing.
I like don't
Turn
even know
anything. Turn the phone on the board.
I forgot who I heard it from. Was it Jules or?
Yeah, we're gatekeeping you.
I told him.
Yeah, we're gatekeeping you.
How are you gonna gatekeep me?
Just like we'll lock you in a room and then when we want to see you, we'll like unlock the door.
Yeah.
Basically.
She said, "Turn the phone on the board."
I feel special.
I don't know what that
you
means.
You should,
guys.
We're
like
this is an honor.
Michael just said like this wasn't entertaining, so like now I feel like
no,
I
no, that was
to...
before. That was when we were trying, like when we were getting to the office stuff.
Let's just say, oh, we should play a game.
Wait, can we just?
Oh. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. How do I? Whoa.
Just pick it up, I think, and hold it to the mic, I think.
Hello. Wait, is it connecting?
Can you hear it? I have to click button? Oh,
button.
Got it.
Button.
Hello? Mm. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Ew, my voice is so
Then she disconnected.
Did she hang up?
She hung up.
Okay, guys. Well, that was our friend Shreya. She's trying to call in.
Well, we tried.
If we can figure that out, then we can figure it out. But
should we play a song?
Click.
Sure. Oh, it's still playing. Okay.
Pull up in our... That was silly goofy. Cool.
Wait, are we watching a movie after this?
You guys have a movie night?
We want to.
Can we talk about the present?
Dad, the what?
The present, not the future.
Wait, what's in the present? You're not doing anything
Look
right
at
now.
What she said. Look
Dad,
at
you're
she
making
said.
Me feel self-conscious.
Why
is this painful?
Yeah, like the
we're
mic button.
Julie, and we're trying to figure out this phone thing. We're just not really being...
Ow!
Is it off? Okay, my dad said, would you rather be in a room with 2 people or 10?
10.
Well, I think it depends on who the people are.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, tell her to call back.
Next question.
She's listening.
Julie, what about you?
Wait, what was the question?
Would you rather be in a room with 2 people or 10 people?
2 people. I get overwhelmed.
I thought y'all. Yeah. 10 people, because then there's more people to, like,
actually,
to switch around.
What about 5 people?
That wasn't...
Notice how that wasn't
the question. That wasn't the question.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait, press a button.
I don't know what button to press.
Connect, the one that says connect.
Hi, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hold her up to the mic, I think.
No, press a button.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
No.
Okay, wait, hold on. But now I can't hear her.
Like, raise the volume of the phone or something? I need to, like...
Hello?
To upgrade.
Hello?
Oh, oh word!
There we go. Look at you, Julia.
Hi!
Okay, Shreya, do you want to introduce yourself?
Basically, my question is, if you could, like, pick one person in the room right now to take to, like, anywhere, like, on vacation, who would it be? And, like, explain why you didn't pick anyone else.
Oh! Oh. Yo!
Why are you stirring
the pot? She's stirring the
pot!
Okay, who wants to go first?
Stirred!
I don't even, like, I'm not even a part of this radio show.
And then, like, I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Bye!
She just stirred the pot and left. Like, I'm not even a person on this radio show. Like, this is for you two to answer.
Well, mom talk.
Zoe, you go.
There you go.
No, like, I had to figure that out.
I'd bring Dooley.
No, I'd bring Zoe because they're one.
Oh!
Love you, Dooley. Yeah.
Ouch.
You're done.
I'd bring Dooley because I'm gatekeeping Dooley.
Okay.
Why am I being gatekeeped?
You just are, Dooley. Don't ask questions.
Like, how did that conversation even start?
Because Dooley...
No, like, you literally just came set it out of nowhere.
No, Shannon and I were talking about it.
What are those?
Shannon, like, seriously?
Just hold down the fort.
Okay, I need to go to the bathroom, I guess.
Hey, the other Zoe, you can answer the question as well.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, my dad said low-waisted versus ugly high-waisted jeans.
Exactly. This guy gets it. The answer is obviously low-waisted.
Yeah, India's gonna have an opinion on this when she gets back.
I think I would bring...
This is why I don't stir the pot.
Honestly, I actually would bring Zoe because I feel like you would make, like, a detailed itinerary. And, like, I just, like, as you can see, like, lay in bed all day. And so, like, on vacation, like, if I, like, went on vacation by myself or whatever, like, I would simply just lay in bed all day and sleep. But I feel like you would actually make me get out of, like, the house and, like, go to museums and stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking of you, too.
Me, too?
Yeah.
Guys,
like, you seem like you have everything put together. Like, you're organized. You wouldn't be a mess. if you're going on vacation, like, you'd know everywhere else to go.
Like, yeah. Guys, do you hear this? Like, mom and dad, do you hear this?
Actually, I didn't mean any of it, and, like, I was lying.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. my mom is actually, like, really good at that, putting together vacations and having, like, a detailed itinerary.
Yeah.
So, I feel like maybe it would. Maybe she, you know.
What place have you gone to? Like, vacation-wise.
Lots.
Boom!
Like, I heard you coming up. Oh,
that's awkward.
Zoe and I chose Zoe, India.
So do you want us to explain ourselves?
Like, I'm okay, cool, I can explain myself. And I'm pretty, and then I'm also really pretty, and I'm also really cool.
Yeah, that was
you know.
So, no, it was because I feel like Zoe would be really good at, like, when I go on vacation, like, I like to lay in bed and stuff, but I feel like Zoe would make a really detailed itinerary and shit and stuff. And then I feel like I would, like, follow her itinerary because I feel like... Also, she comes and wakes me up. That's the answer. Like, she comes to my room and wakes me up. It's not because I don't love you, India. She's not even listening.
Yeah, seriously. The you reason were yelling that, at me earlier.
India?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Like, she didn't hear any of that.
I did. No, I heard the itinerary.
Like, is that it? Is that all you have to say about that? Julie also chose me.
I would pick myself.
Okay. I think I would pick India because...
You just picked Zoe!
No, I didn't.
I picked Zoe.
Zoe picked Zoe.
Oh.
Do you think or I was
Julie.
Just talking...
No, I think I would pick Julie because he seems like he'd be very chill and he'd basically go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think, Zoe, like, the only reason I wouldn't pick you is because the only reason you picked me.
Because you'd be sleeping all day?
Yeah.
I like to go to the beach, too.
Yeah.
That is Luke.
Coming in. Oh, okay.
Wait.
Isn't it the other one?
Hello?
What? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
What's up? Okay, so who else there?
It's Zoe, and Dooley. And me.
Okay. My question is, you're all going to an abandoned island with each other, but you have to kick one person off the island. Who do you kick off?
Like, what is everyone, what's the deal?
No, I'm stirring the pot. Oh, okay, guys, I think
I'm allowing you to...
Wait, okay. Bye, Luke.
Island. Okay, bye, Luke. Thanks for calling in.
I'm dead.
There's a lot of tension in the room.
Speak into the mic, bro. Say your full
No, no, sorry. Wait, no, that's okay. Okay. Here's the thing. I think that
Zoe would just sleep at the beach.
No, like, I actually hate the idea of being Castaway. Like, did you guys ever play The Sims Castaways? Like, I feel like I would
no!
be mad.
No, have you watched the movie Castaway with Tom?
Yeah. When he talks to the basketball and the
tennis ball.
Sorry, and the tennis. There's a tennis ball somewhere in that movie.
I don't think there is.
Okay, well, I've seen the movie. I know what I'm talking about, to some extent at least.
Don't slander Wilson's name like that.
Okay, yeah.
I think Indy would like it because she likes coconut yogurt as we talk.
Word! I can make me some good.
But what's wrong with... Like, I'm from an island. Like, my parents are, like, my mom's, like, an island girl. Like, it's my home.
Island girl. Grace is listening to this. Grace. Island girl.
Okay, anyways. Grace?
No.
She's... Yeet.
She's on the writing team. That was a good question, though.
That was really. Thank you, Luke.
Yeah, like, wow.
Would you all kick me off?
Yeah.
Wait, Dooley, who would you kick off? He said Zoe Gordon.
You literally explained it.
No,
like,
I didn't mean it. You gave everyone.
I didn't mean it. Actually, I'm starting to think you actually hate me.
I don't hate you at all.
No, it's true because here we are. Like, do you want to come? Like, anytime anybody else texts you, you're like, oh, maybe, but you're always like, I don't think I can. Every time I text you, so that's why I just have them to text you.
I have nothing against you.
He said, but.
No, I don't have anything against you, but now that you brought it up.
You proved why you wouldn't be a
I didn't mean it. Like, I was just. I just.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Pull up in a skirt, girl.
In the world.
She would. No, it's because she'd be on the island playing Phoenix, whatever it's called.
There's no service on the island, obviously, so I can't play.
Well, so, my resourceful...
Tushy.
Would make a satellite.
Yeah, sure.
But you would be waiting for that satellite to
First
be fixed.
First of all, I'm the STEM major here, yeah. So maybe let's focus on
Wait,
that.
Wait,
what? I'm the STEM major here.
Aren't you a STEM
Me
major?
Me too.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What are you majoring in?
Mechanical engineering. I'm making cars.
Shut up.
Ford and Ferrari. What?
Ford and Ferrari.
Christian Bale.
Like the movie, Ford and Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari.
But it also shows, like, the fact that you brought that up as your little form of I'm a mechanical engineer, like, what does that say about you?
I'm going to build us a car that can drive on water and then pull up in a...
So, like, a boat?
Like, can you please vote her off the island? Guys, also, I think I deserve to say, because I beat reality TV Island on PopTropica like 15 million times.
I'll give you a strip show.
Okay, guys. Why is nobody thinking, why is nobody voting me off?
You know what, I'm voting you off now, because you always make me feel bad when I sleep.
You're our
and
food.
You always make me feel bad when I don't go to things. And like,
to
I don't
classes.
Want,
stop,
I would just I'm her enabler, so.
She is. Indy is an enabler. I think you don't like me, but you also love me because I make you do things.
I don't like
you
one bit.
Do.
I don't like you one there. Bit. Sandra, are you listening? Wait, no, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Sandra, please, I love your daughter.
I bet you she's going to text me and be like...
You're done.
Am I done? Sandra, please, it was a joke. Like, it was
please,
a joke.
I want to go on the boat.
She's done.
I want to go on the boat.
My dad asked a question, though.
Wait, what'd your dad ask?
Michael is just contributing, like, cray-cray.
I'll say it. Would you rather have dinner with Jesus or Hitler?
Oh!
Hey, yo!
I don't think I should answer this question.
Yeah, me either.
Sandra said I don't like her either.
I told you! I told you she was gonna say that!
Wait, did she say that about me?
No. No, she was saying
My mom's listening. My mom said, oop.
Hey, Paul. Wait, is Sandra
hey,
talking about me?
Yeah.
Wait,
guys. Mom, text me a question. Okay, love
Would
you.
Would you rather go on
Bye.
A vacation with Jon Snow or Island Boys?
Did I say that? Did I show you guys Island Boys? No! When did I show you guys that? Stop! Julie, have you seen Island Boys?
Like, I'm gonna get brunch with Sandra. Yeah. I feel like that'd be really funny.
What?
I said, I'm gonna get brunch with Sandra. Like, I feel like I would really enjoy that.
Okay. Mom, that hurts. I like museums.
That is so funny.
Words hurt.
Museums.
What? So, Jesus or Hitler?
None.
No, I feel like we can't talk about this.
Yeah, so
oh.
I feel like that's, like, not something
I could.
This is what I'm searching up.
I don't like the way you're holding your laptop right now. It genuinely scares me.
My mom went to the Lafayette Christmas party at the Metropolitan Club.
What the heck?
What?
My mom went to the Lafayette Christmas party at the Metropolitan Club.
That's so cool.
What did you say?
My mom went to the Lafayette Christmas party at the Metropolitan Club.
Oh, cool. Because, the president or
of the United States?
Who is the president of the United States, Zoe?
Zoe Gordon?
Yep.
That would not be a... Good.
No.
Actually,
no.
I've never wanted to run for president, and I don't I literally have no interest in that. But I actually think I could be a good president. I care a lot about people.
I bet you could too.
I'm very sympathetic, but I'm also.
But she'd sleep for the entire term.
It's just college that makes me sleep. Like as soon as I go home, like I don't sleep this much. It's just this environment is emotionally draining, and I'm always surrounded by you guys. So maybe you should consider.
Okay.
Like we're not sleeping.
If we stopped. Talking or hanging out to you, I think you'd sleep more.
Wait, Tosh is listening. Guys, say hi to Tosh.
Hey, hi, Tasha.
Love you.
Thanks for the ride.
Yeah. Julie said thank you for driving him.
That's actually not what he said, but...
Well, I don't...
I said thanks for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't quote him correctly.
Okay.
You couldn't let me finish. The president of the Met was the former president of Lafayette.
Whoa.
The Metropolitan Club or the Met Museum?
Met Museum.
Oh, cool.
My sister said you're welcome.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So I don't feel that she's mine enough. Oh.
Isn't it weird that, like, two of my classes, it was my last class today. Like, we're almost done with our first year.
I know.
First semester of college. Isn't that wild?
Not really.
Really? I feel like it went by fast.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was really slow.
No, it's going fast. The fact that we're home for a month, I don't like that.
Ugh, me neither.
Hopeless devotion. Like, I'll be home for 2 weeks. But a month?
Wait.
Huh? No. Yeah. A month is...
Well, we'll be in Martha's Vineyard for, like, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Like, how long will we be
Like, a week?
Sure.
Because it's also funny, because usually... Whenever I'm thinking,
we've just invited ourselves.
Wait, no. Usually, whenever I think of like vacations with friends, I'll always be like, "Oh, am I gonna get like bored? Am I gonna get bored of them? Am I gonna get fed up?" But it's like I literally am on vacation with you,
yeah.
So it's like I am with you majority of the day. So I know how it is. We know how we are when we're like mad at each other, which mm-hmm. it's like not.
Happen.
I just giggle, but it's like, but now I don't have to worry about. Each other? No, it's very little things and. The way that we get mad, it's just, like, we'll get mad, we'll eventually say something,
yeah.
And then it'll be, like, okay, that's been there, done that, like, bye.
For real.
Because it's, like, why continue to, like, like, you might as well just speak your truth and then, like, get over it. Like, I've told, whenever I've been fed up with either of you, like, I've just said it straight to your face.
Yeah. Straight to my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I get it sometimes because
like why not just why keep some like this is college like that's like high school middle school like petty stuff but it's like why still be petty in college
yeah and that's why I don't get it when people are I hear and see people
it's so like I still say I in some ways I'm still kind of caught up in like my high school self but like I'm trying to like get away from that but I realize that but you I just have met people here that are still so caught up in like high school ways
yeah.
And I'm not like oh like I'm superior like haha like I but it's just it's easy to tell and it's
and I think it's
frustrating
hard because I like really liked high school but there were certain aspects of like friendships that were just like not what I wanted
yeah
so I think it's I don't know. I've heard lots of people be like, oh, I didn't love my friend groups in high school.
I personally loved my friends in high school.
I didn't.
Damn.
It's not that I didn't like them. They just weren't necessarily, like, I don't know, the people.
Yeah. But people, like, people you can find your people in high school. I just don't think, like...
Everyone does.
Yeah. Everyone does. Like, I found a few amazing people that I love to death, but... Even some of my closest friends, it was very, like, just table talk, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have we spoken about the first time India and I met? Or, like, the first time we, like, hung out?
We got dinner. And, because we were both like, oh, we're going to Lafayette, like, I'm dating your best friend, like, lols, like. So then we go out to dinner. Zoe wasn't late, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I was, actually. I was, like, 5 minutes late. Mm.
I don't actually remember that. Okay.
That's for you, I guess.
Anyways.
I wanted to make a good impression, like.
Anyways, so we were at dinner, and we didn't really know what to say other than, like, getting everything off the bat, being like, oh, I'm kind of nervous. And then we got past that, and we were like, I was like, let me just tell you all my problems, and if you like me, you like me. And she kind of did the same.
And
period.
And liked each other?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
Fair
yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because we're very different.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just kind of, like, knew, like, there was a potential for a friendship because on an Uber, like, post-leaving our dinner date, India told me something that, like, you just would not tell somebody the first time
what
you
I see say?
The DC story.
But, like, that
have I told you the DC story? Oh god, I mean I can't say it on air because okay. Is just so embarrassing. Oh my god, that was the grossest thing ever.
And she told me this like within like 2 hours of us like meeting each other. Well, not meeting each other because we had like known each other before.
Yeah,
like hanging out for the first time.
Is that actually when you were like, this is a potential?
Yes.
Because I'm gross.
Just that you were comfortable sharing your grossness with me.
Oh my god, that is so awful. Oh, you don't... Whatever.
I don't wanna.
Like, you...
Lucky nah, but...
Like, it's gonna happen.
It's funny.
Make
it happen. I have a song for us to leave, end it with, but
we
that'll be
7 minutes?
No, I know, but I'll wait, like, for when it's 56.
Yeah, exams. Julie, we kind of cut you off.
Sorry.
Your exams.
What about?
You said you're nervous for your chemistry and calculus exams. I caught myself.
Very much so. I'll be studying so much.
Really?
You didn't even see me.
It's fine. You're going to be in the room that we shut
But up. I'm in your calc class, so I'll just study with you.
Huh? I was about to be like, you do not take calculus, India.
Yeah, I
don't am. Lie. Don't lie.
Please don't.
She's in her patho era, too.
No, for real.
Are you guys convinced by her lie?
Like, I just don't
at
know
first,
sometimes.
I have been.
I convinced them.
No, you didn't.
I convinced
Go back.
Them.
Wait. Yeah, you can stop there. When are your exams?
15th, 17th.
Gotcha.
So I'm leaving like the, I'm leaving either the night of the 17th or.
Maybe my sister can come, or my mom can come get it.
I'm leaving the
20th. 20th? Why is that?
My exam's on the 20th. My last exam's on the 20th.
What about you, Zoe?
My last exam is on the, fifteenth. So I think I'm leaving the 16th.
That's so early.
And you, India?
Mine's on the 17th. So but it's Jackie's birthday on the 18th, and I don't want to leave on her birthday. So I'll probably leave the 19th.
Perfect.
What did you
I didn't like that
home?
Very much.
What?
When did you want to go back home?
No, well, my sister was just like, you don't want to spend time with me? I do, no, like, I want to go home, and I want to see, like, one of my closest friends who I haven't seen since literally coming here, because she was in Vermont for Thanksgiving. Like, I'm so excited to see her. I'm excited to see a couple of my friends who are on sports teams that, like, I also didn't get to see on Thanksgiving. But, and I'm excited for the life back in New York City. It's just... being here, like, I have a great time with you guys. Like, I'm able to tell you everything. I'm with you all the time. And, like, I love my parents to death. It's just a very different life.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up and it's not like, oh, let me just, like, go to South and go see my friends. It's, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of lonely. Like, now
yeah.
you're.
Maybe we can get dinner at Zombie and I will
no.
be.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to say something. So it's like, it's kind of like the opposite, like you're here and you get really tired because you're around people all the time. Like Zoe sleeps because she's emotionally drained. I mean, sorry, that's not what I meant. Like you're just socially drained, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like when I go home, I miss that.
Yeah.
Like I miss being around people, just being my weird self because I can be my weird self with Natasha and my parents, but it's just more of an effort to like reach out to people and be like, oh, like let's go. And especially with like friends who... a lot of my friends aren't like that back home. Like, they don't... I've... like, Amelia, like, a couple of my really close friends that will text. She lives close to me. Like, I'll see her all the time. But it's kind of like... There was always kind of something missing in high school where, like, I didn't really have those people. So it's like, I don't really have those people now back home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I love it here because of, like, my close friendships. And and I would... I, like, wonder what it would be like if I didn't find you guys. Like,
yeah, we were also talking about that. I think we've all been talking about that. Like, finding friends.
Yeah.
Like, we know a lot of... I was talking to a girl that I got dinner with last night, I guess. And she was also like, I can't imagine it if I didn't have people that I really cared for. I couldn't imagine that either.
And that's, like... I'm sure that's the reason why a lot of people transfer, like, because they don't find their people. Sometimes you don't look hard enough, but, like, it's a big thing to really put yourself out there and, like, just tell someone, not necessarily your problems, but, like, just to, like, share your entire self with someone if they accept you and like you, like, that's amazing. And, like, if they do the same, that's gonna be a great friendship. But, like, sometimes it's really hard just to put yourself out. Like, some people open up, it takes a while for them to open up, but at that point people are already like, like, you're not giving me anything. So it's like, again, like, this coming in here, I low-key had, not really, but Zoe kind of talked about this, like, not a fear of abandonment, but it's just, it's similar like that. Like, you're scared people are gonna leave really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that, like, you guys aren't gonna leave. I mean, you do the radio show every Wednesday, so I have that on you. But, like...
and Julie can't leave the room. Julie... we have the key.
Exactly. But it's, like... I don't know. It's... I don't know.
Yeah, I think...
It's sweet, though. Like, it's not bad. Like, and this is a happy conversation, but like.
No, yeah. I think what I would say, what I don't really want to go home is, it's just like, it's lonely. I feel like when I'm here, I always have something I can do.
Yeah.
Like I can always call up someone, or I can like go to their room and they'll be there, or all of this. But I think it's harder at home because we're all just in with like a 5-minute walking distance.
Yeah.
Like you guys are like climbing Mount Everest. But like,
you're just a funny girl.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. It's like, I'm pretty and I'm funny. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's why I don't really.
Yeah. Hence why I'm getting packed in your suitcase.
Three separate suitcases.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's like a love story. The beginning of a love story. Aww. Should we play that? That's going to be our closeout because this was a this was a nice ending. Okay. I don't know. We'll
figure
out.
Y'all. Love y'all.
See y'all later. Julie, say bye.
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 Story. the front porch steps after everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sticking out and tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have.
Sure.